Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samach. We're going to begin halfway down already at the next Mishnah, and we're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Florence Kessler, Feiga Bas Yitzchak Yehuda, all the Nishamas we learned for Sherev and Aliyah. We begin with the Mishnah. This is a discussion that we've already looked at and we'll now see inside. Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim HaOmer Al HaSeder, all of the activities of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol has to do that are supposed to be done in order. So im hikdim ma'aseh l'chaveiro, if he does one of those actions prior to the other action, so in other words, he does B before he does A, so then lo asa klum. It's as if he did nothing. He has not fulfilled the obligation that he has to do that particular mitzvah. So if he did B before A, he has to do A, and then he has to repeat B. For example, hikdim dam ha-soil le-dam ha-par. We know that the par is shechted first, and he subsequently does the chafina and the shoveling of the coals, and he brings the coals and the incense inside the Holy of Holies. He does the burning of the incense in there, and then he takes the blood, which was shechted from the par already, and somebody was stirring it so it shouldn't congeal. He then brings that lefnai v'lefnim and does the one up, seven down of the par. And only then is he supposed to go shecht the soyer, bring in the blood and do the one up, seven down, lifnai v'lifnim of the soyer. So im hikdim dam ha-soyer le-dam ha-par, if he in fact did the dam of the soyer before he did the dam of the par, so then that's worthless. Yachzor, he has to go and repeat v'yaze midam ha-soyer li-achar dam ha-par. As we'll see, he has to go and reshecht another animal after he did the chafina and the bringing in of the coals to the lifnai v'lifnim, burns that incense, then takes the dam from the par that he already shechted and does those applications, and only then, now can he reshecht the dam of the sar. That's the right way to do this. Now, the girsa that we have is vim. However, there are those that suggest that the vim, vav, over here doesn't belong, because this is a totally separate thing. In any event, whether you're the goris, the vav, or not, this is a separate thing. Vim ad shelo gomar es ha-matano shebifnim nishpach adam. Here we're talking about, he started doing the applications of the blood of the par inside, of the sar inside, and he's a klutz, and he spills it all out. Now he has no more dam, but he still has some of the applications to do. He did one up and three down, and then he spilled all the blood. So, yavi dam acher, he has to go and bring new blood. In other words, he has to go shecht a new par, or a new sar. V'yachzer batchila bibifnim, and he has to start over again. So, if he's inside the lefnai v'lefnim, and he's doing the par, and he messes up, during the par, he didn't complete the one up, seven down, he has to start again, and do one up and seven down from the new par that he's shechting. If it's in the sar, he starts in the beginning of the sar. If he messed up in the middle of the sar, he doesn't have to do the par again, but he has to do the sar again, and he does one up and seven down with the new sar. The same thing would apply b'chein b'heichal. If he finishes the unit inside the lefnai v'lefnim, so then he's done with that. Even if he messes up, he doesn't have to go back and repeat that. Each of the three areas, lefnai v'lefnim, the ones in the heichal towards the paroches, and the ones in the heichal that are on the mizbeach, the four on the four corners, and the seven on top of the mizbeach, so those are all three separate units. Again, lefnai v'lefnim, towards the paroches and the mizbeach, they're three separate units, and as soon as he finishes one unit, that unit is closed and done, and even if he messes up in a later unit, he doesn't have to go back. So we call it A, B, and C. Once he does A correctly, so even if he messes up in B, he just has to go back to the beginning of B. Once he finishes B, if he messes up in C, he doesn't have to go back to A or B, he just goes back to the beginning of C. So that's v'chein b'heichal. This is true if he messes up inside the heichal. And the same thing would apply, v'chein b'mizbach hazov. If he was to mess up in the inner mizbach, called the mizbach hazov, so then anywhere in that application, if he messes up and didn't complete it, he has to go back to the beginning. If he has to shecht a new animal, he has to go back all the way to the beginning. Now, why is that? Because the Mishnah tells us, shekulon kapara b'fnei atzmon. Each section is in and of itself a self-standing section of kapara. So, lefnai v'lefnim is one section of kapara, and as long as he finishes that off without a mistake, regardless of whether he makes a mistake later on, he's okay. Likewise, once he finishes off the second section, which is, of course, the Hechel towards the Parochas, he finishes that off, that's okay. And then, if he makes a mistake in the third section, until he finishes the third section, he'd have to go back to the beginning, but once he finishes the third section, he's okay then as well. And he's been Yotze, even though he didn't do the Shiare Hadam, the leftover blood has to be put out on the outer Mizbeach Yisod, as we learned in yesterday's share, so that's not Ma'akev according to most. Okay, so this is the first part of the Mishnah, or the first opinion in the Mishnah, and then we have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Both of them say, Omrim, Mimokum Shepasak Misham Hu Maskel. Based upon Pesukim, as we'll see in the Gemara, they disagree with this idea that you have to finish those sections. They say, no, you're not allowed to repeat anything. So once you did, for example, one up and three down, and then you're on the fourth one and you spill it all, so yeah, you have to go Shech the new par, but you then pick up from the fourth one down. You're not allowed to repeat anything. So you don't go back to the beginning. You go back to the place where you stopped. The last kosher thing that you did, you don't repeat, and you start doing the next thing that you're up to. And we'll see and understand this as we go through the Gemara. Gemara starts and says, Tana Rabban, we learned the following braisa. Kol ma'aseh yom ha'kippurim, ha'omer al ha'seder. All of the things that the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur, that has to be done in order. So im hikdim ma'aseh l'chaver, if he does step B before step A, Lo aso klum, step B is totally no good. It has to be done in order. If it's not done in order, he's not yotze. On this, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said and commented, Amosai, under what circumstances do you say that it's ma'akiv, the order is ma'akiv, and if you don't do it in the right order, it's no good. It's only on certain things, not on everything on Yom Kippur. It's only bidvarim, those activities, those obligations of the Kohen Gadol, hanasim bebigdei lavon, that are done with the white garments that the Kohen Gadol wears, which he only wears when he goes inside the heichal, but not even all of those. It's only mi bifnim. Now Rashi explains mi bifnim as being lifnai v'lifnim, meaning only the activities of the par and of the soil Lashem, the blood applications there, as well as the ktores, the burning of the incense, the special incense on Yom Kippur, and the removing of the utensils from there. So those are the times that he goes lifnai v'lifnim, and that's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Chananel as well, that this is specifically only dealing with those activities where he's wearing the white garments lifnai v'lifnim, that the order is ma'akib. So if he does the soy before the par, he's in a lot of trouble. If he does the par before he does the incense, that's no good. He's going to be ruining it, and those activities aren't going to be good. But activities, even in the heichal, according to Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel, or certainly in the Azara, those activities are not ma'akev if he does them out of order. Now, to be fair, the Rambam says that this is not only lifnai v'lifnim, this is any place in the Heichal, but we'll learn simply like Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel over here that it's talking about only lifnai v'lifnim. When it says mi bifnim, it means lifnai v'lifnim. However, avodvarim hanasim bebigdei lavan mibachutz, those things that are done mibachutz, which according to Rashi, the Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rashi gives you specific examples over here in Dibur Maskil, bigdei lavan mibachutz, he says, kagon, the hagrola, the lottery that he does for the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel, the vidui that he does on it, on the Sar Lazazel, and on the power of the Kohen Gadol, ushvichas shrayim, and the pouring of the remnant blood after the obligatory applications, lefnai v'lefnim, and towards the parochas, and on the inner mizbeach, so the remainder of the blood, the shrine, is poured on the outer mizbeach, the chol matnos haparochas, and he says here, specifically, even the ones towards the parochas, and the mizbeach hazav, and the 11 applications on the mizbeach hazav, all of these are not included in the requirement of the must be done in that order. They should be done in that order, la mitzvah, but if you did it out of order, you don't ruin it. So that's the sheet of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Avodvar v'nasim b'migdi lovim b'chutz, even those things where he's wearing the white garments that are done in the heichal itself. Now, why does he have to mention, according to Rashi, that it means even towards the parochas and the mizbeach, as well as outside, so each of them has a different level of Kedusha. That's why he lists all of them, just to let you know that it's really across the board. So all of those things, im hikdim ma'aseh l'chaveiro, ma'asha asa asui. It shouldn't be done that way. He should follow the mitzvah, but even if he didn't do it exactly in the right order, b'di'evet, at least he is yotze. That is the way Rabbi Yehuda understands our Mishnah and the Tana of the Braisa. On the other hand, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer a little bit differently. Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, what is the Tana of this price, or the Tana of our Mishnah talking about? B'medvar mamurim, b'dvarim hanasim b'bigdei lavon, b'im mi bifnim, b'im mi b'chutz. He's talking about any activities where he's wearing the white garments, whether it's inside l'fnai l'fnim, or even if it's only, quote, inside the heichal, which would include the applications of blood towards the parochas and on the inner mizbeach. However, even Rav Nechemiah agrees, Avo b'dvar menasim b'vigdei zov mi b'chutz, but anything done with his regular eight garments, what are called the golden garments, and it's done outside the heichal, it's done in the Azara, so all of those things, while you should follow the order that's prescribed, nevertheless, ma'asha asa asui. If you didn't do it in the right order, b'di'evet, you are yotze. So again, we have a fundamental difference between the understanding that Rav Yehuda has of the Tanakhama, of the Raisa, then of the Mishnah, and the impression that Rabbi Nechemiah has of that Shita. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan tells us that both of them learn it out from the same pasuk. Kushneh mikra echad darshu. They both learn it out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'ha'isa zos lachem l'chukas olam." This will be for you a chukas olam. Chukas olam is a buzzword for it must be done in this order. And l'chaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatosam achas bashana. It says, "V'yask asher tiv Hashem es Moshe." That's the whole pasuk, and we darshan specifically, "V'ha'isa zos lachem." L'chukas olam and achas bashana. Again, we're missing. I read the whole pasuk. The Gemara just mentions the critical parts of the pasuk that we're in a darshan. And we turn to Samach Omud Beis, where we understand that Rabbi Yehuda holds he darshans the pasuk. Sabar makom shemiskaprin bo pamachas bashana. It's the place, i.e., lefnai v'lefnim, which you only go once a year on Yom Kippur, as opposed to the heichal, which every day the kohen went inside to be makdid ktores, to do the hatavas and eros, to light the menorah. The lechem apadim was every Shabbos that he put it on and off. So they went into the heichal on a regular basis. It's only lefnai v'lefnim that you only went in once a year. So Rabbi Yehuda darshens his pasuk, which said achas. So in the pasuk, achas means the place that you only go into pam achas bashana, and therefore it's only talking about the activities of lefnai v'lefnim. Whereas Rabbi Nechemya Tzavar, no, dvarim ha'miskarbim b'hem. These are things that are done once a year. Not the place that was done once a year, but only activities that are done once a year, such as the activities of the par and the sar on Yom Kippur, as well as the ketores, of course. So it's lefnai v'lefnim, as well as those activities that are done in the heichal. Now, that's each of them darshans the word achas differently. The Gemara says, on Rabbi Yehuda, taka, it doesn't say the makom shemiskaprim. Rav Nechemya seems to be more logical. Atul Rav Yehuda, Makum Ksiv, did it say anywhere that it's the place that's critical? Didn't say that it's the place that you can only go into once a year. It seems to say, like Rav Nechemya, that it's Dvarim HaMiskaprim Mehem Pamachas Veshona. So, Nu, what are you going to say to that, Rav Yehuda? So, Rav Yehuda says, Taki, you're right. Ella, Hainu, time of the Rav Yehuda. This is the understanding that Rav Yehuda would have. There is actually, his drosha is correct because there are two miyutim in the pasuk. It says zos, which implies this and not something else, and uksiv achas, this one thing and not something else. So these two miyutim are to the word chukas, which means you must do it this way. So what are the two miyutim? One of the words, like for example, zos, is lemute bigdei lavan mibuchutz. That's to tell you that even if he's wearing the bigdei lavan, but he's not lefnai v'lefim, as Rashi the Reinu Chanan will understand, he is in the heichal, that's also not ma'akev. The word Zos tells me that it excludes the big day love in the heichal. And the word achas tells me v'chad l'mute big dizob, to exclude from this chukas, that it must be done in this order, anything that he's doing while he's wearing the golden garments. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda would be understood according to Rav Yochanan. Now, how would Rav Nechemya be understood? For Rav Nechemya, he would say also, I agree with you, there's two miyutim over here, zos and achas, but I ma'ayit different things. Number one, Rav Nechemya would say, chad l'mute big days off. One of them, I agree, is to be ma'ayit the big days off. That I am 100% in agreement with Rav Yehuda. But the other one is not to be ma'ayit the big day love of mibachutz, because I say that's included in chukah. So what's coming to be ma'ayit? The other one, the zos and the achas, the other one, chad l'mute shrayim de loma akbe. That's to tell me that the shrayim, the leftover blood, if you don't do that in the right order, it's not ma'akev. As Rashi says, over here, shvicha shrayim, the lo ma'akve, dovar hamu'uchar lehem. If you do that out of order, in mikdimu lehem, if you did something ahead of it or behind it, af bishay nasim, the big day lovan, even though the pouring of the shrayim is done with the big day lovan, nevertheless, ain sidron ma'akev. Here, Rav Nechemya holds it, it's not ma'akev. But if it was in the heichal, then it is ma'akev. So that's the Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the reasoning based upon this pasuk of both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Now the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't he hold like Rabbi Nechemya that it's coming to be mamayit the shrayim, the lo ma'akve? So Yehuda would say, e ma'akve, ma'akve. If something in the white garments is ma'akev, so I don't need a special pasuk to exclude the shrayim. They all should be ma'akev. However, e lo ma'akve, if something in the white garments done in the heichal is not ma'akev, so then the shrayim is also not ma'akev. E lo ma'akve, lo ma'akve. And therefore, I hope that they both go together, and I don't need chad l'mute shrayim de lo ma'akve. And this is based upon the following brisa, kidetanya, like it learned in this brisa. Now, we've had this previously, where it says, v'kila mikaperes hakodesh. When you're done, mikaperes hakodesh. It brings the atonement. Now, it seems to be a little bit extra wording. Im kiper kila. When you have done the kapara, then you're finished. V'im lo kipper, if you didn't do the kapara, then lo kila, then you haven't finished yet. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's the way Rabbi Akiva understands this. But Rabbi Yehuda questions this, and he says, why are you darshing it that way? Mipnei ma lo nemar. Why didn't the pasuk just stay straight out? Im kilo, if you're done, then you get the kapara, keeper. Vim lo kilo, and if you didn't finish, then lo keeper. Then you haven't gotten the kapara. Why didn't just straight out say that? Shim chiser achas mina matanos, to teach us that if you left out even one of the matanos, lo os of lo klum. You haven't done what you're supposed to do, and therefore it's as if you did nothing. Now, Vamrinon, my benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? They both seem to be saying the same thing. So the first answer, it's either going to be Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of them, we don't know which one said it. The first one said, Chalamar, there is no difference between them. Halacha l'maisa, they're exactly the same. However, Mashmos darshim ikum benayu. The difference is, how do you darshan the pasuk? Rabbi Akiva darshaned it one way, Rabbi Yehuda darshaned it a slightly different way, but both of them coming to the same conclusion. Both of them say, Im chiser achas mina matanos, loss of a low club. You have to do all of it. So there's no difference in their halacha l'maisa, just how they get to that. It's the mashmos of the pasuk, that's the difference. Mashmos darshin ikabenayim. That's the first opinion, either of Yochanan or of Shimon Levi. Second one said, we don't know which one. The chanamar, no. Shrayim ma'akve ikabenayim. No, they're arguing about whether the shrayim is ma'akev. Rabbi Akiva holds that the shrayim is not ma'akev, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shrayim is ma'akev. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, that if you're not done, so then you don't get the kapara. Done means done with everything. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva said, if you did the kapara things, which is everything but the shrayim, so then you're done. Again, you should do the shrayim, the shvich of the shrayim on the yisod, but if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev. Now we go back to what we said before. We just said before, the Rav Yochanan said that both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yechem darshan from the same pasuk. They each had the two miyutim, zos, and achas, and we said that according to Rav Yochanan, Rav Nechemya held that the shrayim is not ma'akev. So now we question that. Did Rav Yochanan really say that? Umi or Rav Yochanan hachi, that Rav Nechemya holds that the shrayim is not ma'akev? But va'amar Rav Yochanan said, Tana Rebbe Nechemya, Rav Yochanan said that they learned from Rebbe Nechemya, Kedivreya Omer, Shrayim Akve. The Rebbe Nechemya, in fact, holds that the Shrayim Oma Akve. So we seem to have a steering with the Yochanan. When it says Daka, that's a Kasha. Now, again, we pointed out many times when it says Kasha, it doesn't mean that it's irreconcilable. And the Siach Yitzchok here suggests that when he seems to say in one place that it's Ma'akev and the other place says it's not Ma'akev, it's two different things. In the place where he says it's not Ma'akev, that's the order. The order isn't ma'akev, but the actual pouring of the shrayim, that is ma'akev. So when Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Nechemya holds that the shrayim are ma'akev, that's the pouring of the shrayim. And when he says that the shrayim is not ma'akev, that if you didn't do the shrayim in the right order, that's not ma'akev. So that's how you get around, according to Siach Yitzchok, this kasha. It's not really a total tiyufta, it's a kasha. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina tells us, if the person did the Ketores, the Kohen Gadol did the Ketores, Shechafona Kodem Shechitosu Shopar, the order is, you're supposed to shech the par. And only after the par is shechted, and the blood is being stirred by somebody, does the Kohen Gadol go and do the Chafina of the Ketores. He takes the Moloch Chofnov, he takes the double handful of the Ketores in his left hand in the Kli, and he takes the coals which he shoveled in his right hand in the shovel, and he brings that at Lefnai V'Lim, and he's mocked the Ketores. So Rabbi Chanina tells us that if you did this Ketores before the Shechita of the par, again, this is one of those things that's ma'akev, and therefore it is going to be that the Ketores is no good. You're going to have to repeat the Ketores after you go shech the par. Now, who does this go like? The Gemara says, come on. Does it go like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemya? So it certainly seems to go the loke Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't seem to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Nechemya, it's not a problem because he's wearing the white garments, so therefore anything in the white garments is ma'akev. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only the white garments lifnai v'lifnim that's a problem. The ik Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to tell me this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, hamar ki kesiva chuka, where the word chuka is said over here, it's only b'dvar menasim b'vigdi lovam mibifnim hu deksiva. The word chuka only applies to white garments lifnai v'lifnim. Now, the chafina, which is supposed to be done after the shechita of the par, while it's done with white garments, it's not done lefnim. So therefore, obviously, this statement of Rabbi Chanina cannot be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. But the Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. Afil tem Rabbi Yehuda. It could even be Rabbi Yehuda. Because granted, it's not done lefnai v'lefnim, but it's tzorech lefnai v'lefnim. Tzorech pnim kifnim domi. And something that's needed for the lefnai v'lefnim is if it's considered lefnai v'lefnim. So, both the shechita of the par and the chafina of the ketores are both for lufnai v'lufnim. And therefore, both of them fall into the category that it must be in the right order or else lo asa v'lo klum. And therefore, if you did the chafina of the ketores before you did the shechita of the par, so it's tzorech pnim kifnim dami. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda would say that this order is ma'akev. Mor says, really, is that so? But our Mishnah seemed to say otherwise. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Im ad shelo gomar matanos shebifnim nishpach adam. If you didn't finish off all the matanos, lifnai v'lifnim. So you did one up and seven down. But before you finish the seven down, you spilled it. You're a klutz and you spilled it. So you got to bring a new animal. Yavi dam acher. You have to go shecht the new animal and go and bring that new animal's blood and start from the beginning, according to the Tanakham of our Mishnah. V'yachso v'yazeh batchila mibifnim. And you start the applications from the very beginning. So you're holding the par's blood. You did one up and three down and you spill it. You're a klutz. Now you got to go back out, shecht the new par, bring it inside and start again. One up and do seven down. Now, that's no problem. We understand that. Except, now you're going to have to do the ketores again. You're going to have to do the chafina of the ketores again. Because you didn't do the blood properly. You have to go shecht the par. And the par has to be shechted before the chafina of the ketores. So, why in the Mishnah did you just tell me, v'yachzor v'yazeh batchila mibifnim? It should also say, v'yimisa, if you're correct, it should have said, yachzor v'yachbon mibayle. You have to go do the chafina of the ketores again as well. So, for the fact that it didn't say that, it must be that you're wrong. And we turn to Samach Aleph Omer Aleph. And the Gemara says, Biktores lo komairi. You're right. You're 100% right. Umi uvadei tzorich Rashi says, top Rashi, tzorich lahakdir ketores acheres. You have to do the ketores again, of course, because the order is ma'akev. And the par shechita has to be before the ketores. Any ketores that you've already done is no good. It doesn't mention it, because we're not talking about the ketores. We're just talking here about the par. So, from the par's point of view, you have to go shecht the new par and start again. But, of course, you have to do then all the activities after the shechita of the par. They all have to be done again as well. Amar Ula, we'll just get to the two dots. Amar Ula, Ula said, Sar shechato kodim matan domo shel par. If you shechted the sar before you did the matan domo of the par, the right way to do this is you shecht the par and do the matan domo of the par after you do the ketores, and then you go and shecht. After you did the ketores, you go shecht the sawyer. But let's say you shechted the sawyer before you did the matan domo of the par. So again, based upon what we just said, it's all ma'akev, lo asa lo klum. Ula says, you're not yotzei anything. Again, we question this from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, hikdim dam ha-sawyer le-dam ha-par. If you, by accident, did the dam of the sawyer before the dam of the par, so it said, yasev yasev mi dam ha-sawyer acha dam ha-par. So no problem. Go do the par, which you're now doing first, redo the sar, which you're now doing second, and life is good. But wait a second, Vimisa, if what you're saying is correct, Yachzor v'yishol miboyle, how is it adequate to just go and do the sprinkling of the par, and then repeat the sprinkling of the sar? The sar was shechted before the par, and that's no good. So it should have said, Yachzor v'yishol miboyle. You should have to go shecht a new sar l'Hashem, because it was shechted too early. So it's not enough to just do the applications in the right order. The shechita has to be in the right order. So the Gemara gives the obvious teretz. Tirgum Ula. Ula explains, you know what we're talking about? We're not talking about the matanos lefnai v'lefnim. We're talking about that you were yotze that. So everything was done correctly. The par was shechted first. The application of the par was done first. And only afterwards was the shechit of the sar done. And then were the applications of the sar done lefnai v'lefnim. So we finished section A perfectly right. And now we're up to section B. And by accident you did the sar first in section B. And then the par. So then you just have to repeat the sar. Because here, everything's already been shechted. So you just have to have the par before the sar. So if you did the sar first, you still have blood left. So then, no problem. No harm, no foul. Because you still have blood left to both of them. So now, do the par first. Because we ignore what you did on the sar. And then do the sar l'Hashem. And now you have the right order. The one up, seven down for the par is preceding the one up, seven down for the sar. The fact that the sar went previously is irrelevant. And we're talking here about the applications in the Heichal towards the Paroches. V'cheinu ma'ribi alfes b'matanos shebeheichal. It's a short shiur today. With this, we'll conclude today's shiur, but I just wanted to wish a special mazel tov to Laura and Stephen Slomnicki. Stephen is a regular listener to the shiur, and Baruch Hashem, his daughter Eliana got married last week, so a special mazel tov to them. Everybody should have a wonderful good vach.